Where do raving fans really come from? At Velocio, we believe it starts with the people behind the work. Welcome to Raving Fans Start Within, a podcast that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at the team members who bring our culture, projects, and values to life.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining our podcast today. We're for Raving Fans Start From Within. I'm Robbie Morrison, the CEO of Velocio, and I'm here today with Rick Russo. Rick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Robbie. This is Rick Russo. I oversee our concierge desk within Velocio and live here in Marietta, Georgia with my wife and two energetic boys. And I'm very excited to be on the podcast today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've got to meet those little energetic boys. You got to hang out with my energetic kids one time around the pool. I'd love to do that again. So can you tell me a little bit about your passions, hobbies, you know, what you do outside of work?
Yeah, sure. So boys keep us busy. My wife likes to book travel plans for us. I'm more of a homebody, but she keeps us on our toes with some of the different places we visited in the last couple of years, from Belize to Costa Rica to Moab in Utah. So she knows I'm afraid of heights and capitalizes on that. But we have fun there traveling. And I also like to stay up to speed on the latest in technology, the bleeding edge, whether that's the latest TV technology from OLEDs or soundbars or technology in our space as well. So that's a passion of mine. And then I don't know if you can see behind me, but I tend to collect guitars. I used to be in a band a while ago when I was growing up through college. And so now I just collect them. So a couple of little things that I like to partake in while I'm not working.
I'm going to have to hear you play the guitar for us one day. That sounds like a lot of fun. So how long have you been with Velocio now, Rick?
So pretty crazy. It's been 11 and a half years. That's awesome. You've just seen that number. It's almost as old as my second son. So I've been here for a long time, and it's just been extremely interesting to see the company and the trajectory from where we started to where we are now and then even where the future is for the organization.
Thank you for being here. You've definitely helped us make that journey, and I appreciate everything you've done for us. So can you tell me a little bit about what you were doing before Velocio, and how did that path twist its way to here?
Yeah, of course. So, funny story. So I think my very first job was bagging groceries at Kroger, and I learned a lot during that experience as far as interacting with customers and, getting my first hourly wage and most importantly, getting, the tips as you take people out to the car. But I think that interaction of, taking care of customers, even at that young age, kind of cascaded through my career, which moved into waiting tables through my college years, which I thought was just an incredible experience because you meet so many really unique people. You multitask, you deal with customers, and you solve their problems. So I learned a lot there, including meeting my wife. So very important stage of my life. And that kind of came into meeting other individuals in the industry, which is how I got into technology, Microsoft. I always knew I wanted to be working for one part of Microsoft. And I had a friend of mine, John Byrd, got in the industry over at IBIS at the time. And I got introduced to Chris Carter, who taught me the ropes and ERP, CRM, and every acronym in between at a company called BCC Systems. So that, kind of expedited my learning and career path going from there to SBS Group, which is where we met.
Yeah.
And, seeing that journey, which soon became Velocio in 2019, and I can't believe it's 2025 already. So we're well into the world of Velocio and all the technology we represent, and it's just really interesting to see that path. And where I'm at right now in our concierge desk really is overseeing the customer experience, which relates back to that first job and all throughout waiting tables as well. So that's a little bit about my history, probably more that you asked for, but
no, that's awesome. I remember talking to Chris early when we started working together, and Chris talking about you and how we needed to get you over to SBS Group, which was a precursor to Velocio. And man, I need to call Chris up and thank him for getting you over here. So that's a great thing Chris did for us.
Oh, you're too kind. And I remember meeting at Longhorn, I think, chatting with you, and you said, "Are you ready to come on?" I said, "I'm not sure yet," but super thankful for having me aboard. And it's been quite the journey so far.
It has. And I really appreciate, again, you being here. So moving on a little bit to, funner questions, I guess. So, you know, what's your favorite app on your phone? What do you use the most or just enjoy using?
So great question. So I think it was right before I turned 40. Mm-hmm. I was out of shape. I was probably 20 pounds heavier. And I said, man, I got to make a change. And so I started working out every morning. And it's been 5 years since then. And my favorite app is on my Samsung watch. It's called Wear. So I'm a huge data nerd as well. And I just love the sleep tracking, the energy score, you know, the calorie recording. You can really do a lot. And it, you know, really helps you with your day-to-day life and measuring health. You know, my wife laughs at me because I'll wake up and I say, I got a 92 sleep score. She's like, well, does that really matter? Like, how do you really feel? I'm like, well, I got a good score. But I think technology is great. And the fact that, you know, you could use it for health benefits. So I love that app.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I wear an Apple Watch and a Oura Ring because I got to get it doubled up. And I love that sleep score. I talk about it too much and make sure that I'm closing my rings. I don't close them every day. Boy, I want to get that streak where it's like 30 or 60 day streaks where you close them every day. But I seem to always find a reason to be lazy one day. So.
I know the feeling.
So a little bit back to Velocio, was there a moment where you thought, yep, this is the right place for me?
Yeah, I think I mentioned I came over to SBS Group and my son was just born. Mm-hmm. And seeing that shift for when in 2019 Velocio was formed, you know, there was a meeting in Ohio between, you know, former Socius and former mm-hmm. SBS Group and a large conference room, and a lot of energy. And I knew at that time that there's something special here. And boy, we're on the bus here and yeah. We just, you know, see what happens next. Right. And so, you know, from there, acquisitions down the road. And yeah, that was kind of the origin, the moment for me that really solidified, wow, you know, we're part of something special here.
Oh, that was a great kickoff meeting as our companies came together to form the Velocio and rebrand ourselves. I remember that very fondly. So you've been running a great team, our concierge team here at Velocio. Is there something your team does that you wish every team would steal and do?
Yeah, so I think every department of the company does a phenomenal job. I think I'm kind of biased of how we operate. So I think one thing that we continue to reiterate when we see cases come in, that's what we manage towards and different questions, is the opportunity to empower and educate along the way. So making sure that those folks are learning when we interact, right? So they can self-serve in the future. Even more important is our team really strives to always be forward thinking. And so what does that mean, right? So think three steps ahead. If you get a case request for, you know, hey, I'm going to add 5 seats of Business Central. Well, we leverage Copilot internally and we know AI is a hot topic. So how can we, you know, provide greater insight about other technologies that may be applicable, right? Or even internally, when somebody sends an email and asks, hey, do you know the answer to this? Not stopping and saying, yes, go to Susie Smith, but incorporating Susie Smith along that chain to keep momentum and make sure we're thinking three steps ahead. So I think it's very important. That's something our group does very well, super proud of.
Well, that's something definitely to be proud of, thinking three steps ahead. I wish I could always do that. So I need to use that myself. So what's a skill you picked up at Velocio that you never expected maybe to pick up or to be able to use?
Yeah, so I consider now throwing out the word old school now, but a little old school mentality and the fact that I adapted Copilot and AI late, right? I know people that use it to make dinner plans based on what's in their fridge. You know, our team is leveraging this day to day, and even my son, who's 12, is leveraging ChatGPT in his day to day. So this is something I learned in the organization. We had a big rollout with our group about Copilot, and the evolution we've seen internally over the last year is incredible with different use cases that we're using. But even looking at where it's going to grow from, you know, the education of our next generation and how they're going to leverage Copilot AI prompts, I can only imagine what the future will be. But that's something that I've definitely taken under to kind of expand my knowledge in the AI world for Copilot, which is really cool.
I think the AI revolution is pretty pretty exciting. My son tells me that I'm ushering in the AI apocalypse, but I remind him that I'm just a little bitty piece of sand in this vast ocean that we've got going on. But personally, I think it has a lot of opportunity for good, a lot of opportunity to help us in our day to day work life. And I'm finding it amazing. I chat with the different co-pilots and some of our different agents all the time and find it very impactful to my productivity. So I think it's great. So, when you're out and you have a big win either at work or at, maybe out on a golf course or ball field or wherever, what's a way that you enjoy celebrating a win, big or small?
I always bring it back to the team. I think it's super important. I mean, the team support structure within our group and our company as a whole is huge, and calling those out, whether big or little, and get your name out there on the board. I think that just increases the momentum to perform even better, right? And who doesn't like to be recognized as well? And so, internally, we have a couple different channels of communication, but even a sub channel within our group, we like to call out each other's successes and it makes sure everybody knows how well they're doing. And I think that just fuels the growth and excitement within the group and the company.
Well, that's a good one. You do that very well. That's not something I always feel like I do as well as others. And I've seen you do it many times. So that's a great job. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, so this will be my last question. And then I'll let you get back to the day job here. But what's the best advice you've ever received? Whether that be at work or in your personal life, just what's the best advice you've ever received?
Gosh, it's something that comes back to me since my college years working at Longhorn Steakhouse. Is the manager that I was working for at the time, Ed Saunders, he always says full hands in and full hands out, which means grab some plates as you go to the back and grab something else to bring to the front. Like never have a moment where you're not thinking that you have three steps ahead, right? And so that hits home with my kids, full hands in, full hands out, make sure you grab your dishes and bring them to the sink, but also at work as well, having that forward thinking mentality to always be thinking about the next step. So that resonates with me to this day. And that was probably 25 years ago, but a great piece of advice by a great individual and manager.
Oh, that is a great one. We need to have that in one of our town halls. So full hands in and full hands out. I'll have to remember that. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Rick, and I really appreciate you spending the time with me today, and that'll be the end of this podcast.
I appreciate it, Robbie. Thanks, everybody.